How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives. How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
The Michigan Wolverines running back is kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Blake, appreciate the time. Heck of a performance this past weekend. How you been?
I've been great. Just getting ready for Maryland. How have you been?
Well, I've been fantastic. You know, this has been a fun journey, really, the last 2 years. So I went to Temple, but my two best friends went to Michigan. So I've been watching a ton of Michigan football the last decade. Last year was really impressive, and I know the schedule isn't the toughest in the world, but you guys are off to some heck of a start this season.
Oh, 100%. You know, we can only play who's in front of us, and that's what we've been doing every week. You know, putting up a bunch of numbers, defense, shutting them out. So, it's been fun, but, now it's time for that Big Ten play, and I'm excited.
When we go back to last week, how do you just describe that 5-touchdown performance? It's all going your way. You only had 12 carries of the game. You get 5 touchdowns. Just how do you process it now looking back at it?
It was a great experience. You know, anytime you can get in the end zone, it's a blessing. But when you can get in the end zone 5 times in one game, that's even more amazing. But to be honest with you, I kind of just let that in the past. Like, yeah, that was cool, but like, I'm ready. Like I said, I'm ready for this Big Ten play. So I'm ready for Maryland to get here. Didn't get to play them last year, so I'm really excited for the future of this team and what we have going on. I'm really just to showcase that.
Did you know in the moment that tied a school record for 5 touchdowns?
In the moment I didn't, but I do remember when Hassan did it last year, and they said he tied the record. So. As soon as I did it, they told me, I was like, oh, man, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? That went in the record books.
Did you maybe go up to Coach Jim Harbaugh and say, Coach, come on, get me in for one more touchdown?
Nah, I didn't even push it. You know what I'm saying? We were already up by a lot. If I really want to break that record, I guess I got to do it again this year sometime.
Blake Corum here with us from the Michigan Wolverines. So last year was a super successful season. You guys finally beat Ohio State. You win the Big Ten championship. Everyone's throwing bouquets your way. I know the college football playoff didn't go the way that you guys wanted it to go, but what was this offseason like for you being one of the leaders on this team?
Oh, man, it was a real, real good offseason, real nasty, real gritty. Like, the team came to workouts and practice each and every day, just wanted to get 1% better. And I think that's what the team did, Everyone was excited to work out. No one was like, dang, I got to go do this today. Nah, there was none of that. It was all joy and just like, let's get better. Like, we got there before. Like, we know what it takes. Let's work a little bit harder and go finish the job.
I know you lost a lot of great players from a year ago, but this team is still loaded with talent. Do you think this team is better than what they were a year ago? Like, have you seen those signs yet, or is it still too early to tell?
Nah, man, I think this team is better. I really do. I think we have weapons all over the place. Obviously, like you said, we're missing some great players from last year, but, guys have stepped up, especially on the offensive side. Roman Wilson's going crazy. Ronnie Bell's back. The offensive line is great. Added some new additions with Olu. Defense, they're doing their thing, Guys are stepping up. Mike Morris, Chris Jenkins. The junior, and then you got, in the back end, Makari Page, DJ at corner, just so many guys on the team that are just good ball players. I don't think we missed a step. I think we actually took a step forward, and I think we are better.
What do you say to someone that goes last year was a one-year wonder, Michigan's not going to be able to do what they did a year ago consistently moving forward into the future?
Just sit back and watch. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, get your popcorn, get whatever beverage you like to drink on. Just sit back and watch what the Wolverines do. You know, I know the work my team has put in. I know the work that the coaches put in each and every day. So now it's really just time to put all those things together and just go play some ball. Before the people that think it was a fluke, they'll see. I'm not too worried about them.
Blake Corum here with us. Does it annoy you? Because you beat Ohio State last year. I know it's a new season that Ohio State's ranked in front of you right now.
Nah, I don't really care, because at the end of the day, someone has to lose. You know, someone has to lose to get to that Big Ten championship, you know. So it doesn't matter where you start. It only matters where you finish. So it doesn't bother me too much. You know what I'm saying? I don't really think about it. You know, I just think about, you know, preparing each week for whatever team we're about to play, and I go about my business.
Is it tough to focus, though, on game to game? Because you know how much that game means up against Ohio mm-hmm. State. And we're already saying, hey, Michigan's going to be undefeated. Ohio State's going to be undefeated when it gets to Thanksgiving weekend.
It's not hard to finish, focus, honestly, just because, like, the guys on the team, myself, like, we just love football so much. Now, we don't even think that's too far ahead. You know what I'm saying? We're really just prepared. Like, we're so excited to play Maryland this week. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't think too far ahead. Obviously, you know, it might be in the back of your head, but, like, we're so focused on the moment. So we don't even really think about that, that game in November yet. Now, like I said, it's always going to be in the back of your head, but, like, we're really just focused on the moment day by day, you know what I'm saying, game by game.
Blake Corum here with us. How did you challenge yourself individually during this offseason?
You know, I just came in this offseason with the growth mindset. Like, where can I grow more? You know, where can I become a better student athlete of the game? You know what I'm saying? What film can I watch? What extra field drills can I do? Work in the weight room, where can I get stronger? You know what I'm saying? Go back to film. And where can I get more explosive at? Okay. I need to get a little more explosive. All right, should I do back squat, front squat, you know, single leg squat? Like, what part of my body should I get stronger to be more explosive or have more balance? Just things like that. You know what I'm saying? That's really just what I focus on. Where can I get better and what aspects of the game?
How much do you squat? Because I saw an interview you did with Bustin' with the Boys, and those legs are looking pretty big.
So we don't max squat here. We do sets of 20, 25. You know, I go anywhere from 315, 325 for, you know, 25 reps. Coaches don't believe in putting all that heavy weight on the spine. So we don't max out here. So, but we do put up some reps.
Blake Corum here with us in the Michigan Wolverines. Take me through what it's like to play for Coach Jim Harbaugh and be a part of a Jim Harbaugh program.
You know, you just really have to sit back and be like, I'm really playing for the legendary Jim Harbaugh. But, you know, it's a blessing. The way he attacks each and every day with the mindset unknown to mankind, that's what he says. But he really does. Like, he attacks every day. He loves the game so much. You know, he loves his players. He would do anything for us. But when you see a coach put in so much effort into this game, you have no other choice but to go out there and go to war for him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to go to war for that guy. He's such a good coach. Like I said, he loves his players. You know, it's a blessing to play for Coach Harbaugh. You know, I have mad respect for him, and it's just a blessing to play for him.
What did that mean to you last year when you had to put it into perspective to finally beat Ohio State and then to go on to win that Big Ten championship? Because I know you've only been with the program since 2020, but a lot of people thought that day was never going to happen.
I mean, it was a beautiful day. It's a day I probably would never forget. You know, the snow falling, the fans rushing the field. You know, we're at the big house. It's a day, you know, that I'll tell my kids one day. You know, it was such a great game. You know, on both sides of the ball. You know, but when you really sit back and look at it, like, now you just got to do it again. You know, you just got to do it again.
Well, what stood out to me was just how physical you guys were in the trenches. Like, you didn't just beat Ohio mm-hmm. State. You manhandled them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, Blake Corum here with us. When we get into this year, getting back to this year, I know you're very excited to go up against Maryland this weekend. J.J. McCarthy, through the first three games, is looking like a superstar, now being your starter. Take me through a little bit. We saw your quarterback last year a little bit early on so far, what it's like to be a teammate of J.J. McCarthy.
You know, J.J. Handles his business. You know what I'm saying? He attacks, like I said, like just like Coach Harbaugh, you know, he attacks every day. He tries to find spots where he can get better. And so, but, you know, having him as the starting quarterback and being in, sharing the backfield with him is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what to expect from him. You know, he can run. He can pass. You know what I'm saying? Then he can, you know, check it down. He can throw the deep ball. There's so many things J.J. can do. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a really talented player. And he's done a great job so far. I can't wait to see how far he goes and leads this team this year.
Few more with Blake Corum from the Michigan Wolverines. They're 3-0. They have a 12 p.m. game coming up on Saturday on Fox up against Maryland, Michigan, ranked fourth in the country. You mentioned it earlier. Ronnie Bell is back. We know the devastating injury a year ago. Just for people that are not familiar with Ronnie Bell, we know he's an explosive player, tremendous wide receiver. What does he bring to the Michigan Wolverines this year?
He just brings another elusive player. He's captain. You know, he's a leader. But when you have a guy like that on your team that's just so competitive, it changes the game for us. You know what I'm saying? Ronnie is a competitive dude. He does not want to lose like a lot of us. So when you have that back in the offense, it just makes the offense even more dangerous. Makes the defense, you know, have to worry about someone else. So that's what he brings to the team. You know, he's just so competitive and wants to win. And now, like I said, that's cap. So, you know, so he is mad at respecting the team.
Why'd you pick Michigan, by the way?
Just because of what they have to offer. You know, like I tell a lot of people, like, you know, you can get good football anywhere. But, like, what Michigan has to offer, a lot of colleges don't, with the alumni base, with the people, you know, the networking. Like, Michigan is a one-of-a-kind university, and that's why we call ourselves the leaders and the best. Like, when you walk around with that block M, you know, on your chest, you know, people know who you are. People know what school you represent. And so, it really came down to that.
Take me a little bit of through your upbringing and how you really started to not only play football, but then start to realize, okay, this is something that I'm pretty damn good at, and not only just like it, but love it.
Yeah, so I was fortunate from a young age. I think I was 5. My parents put me into sports, so I was fortunate, very thankful that my parents could do that. You know, from T-ball, and then I started playing football and whatnot. But you know, when I would play for my little hometown, you know, I would score 5-6 touchdowns a game. And then I would go start travel football. Was killing that. And so, you know, I sat down with my parents, you know, and where I'm from a small town in Virginia, one stoplight town. So, like, we knew, like, the colleges might not be able to find me out there just because it's, like I said, it's a small town, like 1,200 people. But, you know, that's when my parents were like, hey, it's up to you. But, like, they're willing to sacrifice. I'm like, I want my dreams to come true. I'm willing to sacrifice. So I ended up going to high school in Maryland. My parents would drive me 2 hours there, 2 hours back every single day.
Wow.
And, like, you know, just sitting back, like, I'm so thankful for that because my parents allowed me for this opportunity that I'm having right now. Like, it all came full circle. Like, it paid off. And but, you know, without them, who knows? Who knows if they would have found me in my small town? But that's kind of my journey, you know what I'm saying? It was really like my parents just willing to sacrifice waking up at 3:30 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, taking me to school in Maryland 2 hours away, driving back home, coming back to get me, driving back home, you know. It was a lot on the plate. That's why I don't take nothing for granted. I embrace everything because it definitely could have been different.
Did you know in the moment on those long car rides that it was going to be worth it and what you're doing now was going to happen?
Oh, I did. I did just because I was confident and I knew I was one of the hardest workers out there. You know, I was fortunate, not that, you know, offers from a young age matter, but I had 3 offers in 8th grade. So I just knew all I had to do was perform. I had to show them what I've been doing my whole life. And I knew if no one could outwork me, then I was going to be able to go far. And with my parents' support and my sisters too, they sacrificed a lot too. So like with their support, I knew the sky was the limit.
When you get that crowd in the big house, and I've been to a bunch of games in the big house, I know you were kind of robbed of it in 2020, but then it was made up for last year, especially when you guys beat Ohio State and they're blasting the music. Is that atmosphere just still surreal to you, especially all the atmospheres that you see in the Big Ten?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's 110,000 each and every game. You know what I'm saying? Fans that just love that block M, love supporting the ball team. So it's an unreal feeling, you know, when you come down the ramp and you just see all 110,000 people before you go hit the banner. It's just it's a feeling a lot of people don't get to experience, and I tell you, it's one of a kind.
Last thing I'll ask you, Blake Corum from the Michigan Wolverines. Outside of football, what do you like? You have hobbies, you know, what do you do in your downtime?
Well, obviously, I love working out. Like, I just find that very peaceful. That's what I like doing all the time. But I also like fishing. I like to fish. And I like to ride, like, ATVs, like four-wheelers and stuff. I like riding four-wheelers.
Yeah, I just went ATVing for the first time in Colorado. That's okay. Unbelievable. I had a lot of fun doing that. Well, what's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Biggest fish? I caught a salmon.
Okay.
But I've also an eel. I caught an eel. That put up a good old fight.
You ever go fishing with Coach Harbaugh?
No, I've never been fishing with Coach Harbaugh.
I'm not telling you guys how to run the social media department at Michigan, but I think that would be some good content. Harbaugh and Corum on a boat fishing, yeah. I think it would be pretty cool.
That would be cool not to do that.
Well, heck of a game last weekend. I love what I'm seeing so far from Michigan. Continued success. And thank you so much for giving us a few minutes today.
Hey, no, I appreciate you. Thank you.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives. How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
Looking for cloud, data, or web help? There's no tech shortage in the room. The Room is a talent community offering highly skilled, ready-to-work talent when you need it. The Room's tech talent is trained to Silicon Valley standards, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and individually matched to fit your needs. Find top-tier tech talent fast, just like the kind of people who developed this cool streaming app you're on right now. Visit trytheroom.com/tech.
How's your mental health? I'm listening with Michael Phelps.
You know, I think for me in 2014, when I found myself in that dark, dark place where I didn't want to be alive in those 4 days when I was in my room by myself, I wanted to find a different way. I wanted to find a different answer. I was sick and tired of feeling how I felt, and that's why I started to seek help. And that's when I checked myself into a treatment center.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening to Our National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.